Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Miami Town Ghost Talk. I'm Mike.
And this is Jeff.
How are you doing today, Mr. Jeff?
I'm doing all right. I didn't expect Mr. Jeff, and I didn't expect that so soon after the introducing ourselves, but I'm doing all right.
We didn't have a show last week, so we've got some catching up to do.
Oh, we do. I'm doing all right. I've turned 32 since our last show.
You had to think about that for a minute. Here.
I know. 32. Who remembers 32?
Yeah.
Like, you remember, like, 21 and maybe 30, probably 40. But 32, it's the same.
Mm-hmm.
It's all the same now.
I always forget how old I am, so don't feel too bad. I think it's normal. I just have to remember what year I was born and do the math from there.
You 81 or 80?
We'll go with 80.
Is that true, or
that I'm 80? No.
That you were born in 1980 or
no? 81. I was born in 81.
I see.
Yes.
It's almost your birthday.
It is. Mine is Friday. Woohoo!
Well, happy birthday in advance.
Thank you. I'm going to the shooting range. I get to shoot a gun for the first time in my life. I'm very excited about that.
That sounds very exciting. I've tried that before. I'm not very good.
I heard. And I think I'll get like one of the big rifles and everything, so looking forward to it.
I'm not sure that the guns work against ghosts.
Dang.
So I'm not sure what the point of shooting is.
Protection?
From ghosts?
No. From animals?
Animals.
Animals. And those evil kitties.
I got a dog that you can protect yourself from if you'd like.
No, I won't shoot your dog. That wouldn't be very nice.
It would help me out a lot. So what do we have? What do we have today? I think we've digressed.
Today we have Terry Garofalo. She is a comic strip artist / writer, I guess. Comic artist? Cartoonist? That's it. She's a cartoonist. And she has a book called Entities Are Us. And she investigates as well, and the cartoons basically make fun of various paranormal things in the lighthearted way. I know she's done one kind of spoofing, or whatever you want to call it, of the Ghost Lab guys, Brad and Barry Kling. And she is a very funny person to begin with. I met her at the Queen City Paracon at Music Hall, and she was great to talk to just for the 3 minutes I got to talk to her.
I must admit I was looking at her website and looking at a couple of the comics, and I did smile a little bit.
Maybe just smiled.
Maybe giggled a little bit. But yes. But yeah, what's the website? Let's give them the website so they can go and they can look at those while they're listening to us say stuff that essentially means nothing, and they're waiting anxiously for the guest to come on.
The website is entities-r-us.com. R is just the letter R. It's not spelled out.
Is it backwards, like the Toys R Us?
No.
Okay.
And if it's supposed to be, I don't think anyone would know how to type that.
You just have to hit Shift and Alt at the same time that you hit R, right?
I don't know.
I think if you hit Shift and Alt at the same time that you hit a letter, it goes backwards.
Well, they can all try that out there. I'm afraid what will happen if I try that while I'm broadcasting a show. I might, like, shut down my system.
So what do we have coming up in the future while everyone's reading those comics? And
my son tore the page up, so it's hard to read. Next week we have Herb Street, and he has the Herb Street Method.
We were talking about that last time.
Yes, I still need to email him to confirm it, but I'm pretty sure we're good.
We were talking about how everybody should come up with their own methods and just take off the or rip off the good parts of the methods and improve upon them. Exactly. Yeah, we talked about this.
Yes.
But I won't bore everybody with that.
Yes. And that's all I got as far as guests. And I don't really think we have anything coming up for us as far as fun activities.
Except well, I'm turning the final edit of my book in today.
Woohoo!
Our book in today.
Yes. Well, you did most of it. Oh, speaking of our book, I did a few illustrations, and today we're talking to a cartoonist, so it's like similarities there.
I see.
Yes.
Exactly. So you have all those questions lined up.
Yeah. About our book, do we want to tell them more about it?
Like, sure.
When it's coming up?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Go for it.
We have a new book coming out in September through Clearacy Press. It's called Haunted Handbook Cincinnati. And it's essentially a travel guide of all the haunted locations here in the southwestern Ohio, northern Kentucky area. And it's actually got 100 different locations in the book, and it has directions how to get there, history of the place, the ghost stories, and then a little description of if you wanted to visit it, are you going to get arrested, and if not, or if so, what's the most likely times that you can go and get arrested, and things like that. But essentially, it's like a travel book where it just goes through 100 different locations here in southwestern Ohio that are supposedly haunted, and it goes through all the stories of it. I think that it's going to be really, really cool, and I'm not just saying that because I wrote it. I might just be saying that because I wrote it.
I think it's something we could have used long before we wrote it. All those times we were taking those trips, had no idea what we were doing or where we were going. Would have been great to have a book like that.
When we were starting on the first book and trying to find these locations, like, what is this? Like,
exactly. And the book is currently available for pre-order on Amazon, so you can reserve your copy now, because I'm sure they'll all go fast.
And it's Haunted Handbook Cincinnati. And then beyond that, I always... everyone who's listened to my show in the last month or two, or listened to our show, I keep saying my, and I should be saying our. I apologize.
That's okay.
But who's ever listened to our show in the last month or two has heard about the website that Web Guy and I are setting up called Parastats.com, and it sounds like that is actually up and running. There are still some bugs that he's working out. Again, I've said we're, and he's the one doing all the work on the website. Apparently some browsers don't work real well on it. But there are several paranormal groups who have already signed up, who are already have their logins and everything. And essentially what it is it's a site that paranormal groups can just anonymously log their evidence. And the goal, the hope is that we get all these little snippets of evidence, like how many people is it more likely to get evidence with four people investigating or two people investigating, or what's the what kind of patterns would emerge with the evidence, and that's it's kind of set up. It's not everything that we're hoping it will become, but. If you just go over to parastats.com and you go ahead and log your group on and go ahead and start logging any investigations that you had, and everything will be kept anonymous, and we're hoping that this would be a great tool to help these paranormal groups, to help us as a paranormal group and any other paranormal group out there to to, I guess, learn more about what's really going on out there. Yes. Were you saying something?
I said awesome. That was about it. That's all I got.
But it's the times. It's already 10:15.
It's so, not. It's only 10:12. Your clock's wrong.
Well, the ASPRN clock says 10:13.
It says 10:12. Okay, now it's 10:13.
Yes.
It just changed.
Okay.
Long after you said it was 10:13, it changed.
And I had another rant that I was going to go on, but I'm not sure we have time. I'll go on it briefly. I was thinking about, for some reason, I was thinking about Jody Cook and the Bigfoot book and all that. And whenever anybody's introducing Jody Cook or talking about Jody Cook, they always say Jody Cook from Monster Quest. Jody Cook was around way before Monster Quest was around. Jody Cook is the expert. Monster Quest isn't the expert. It's ridiculous that they have these people and they say it's from this show.
I'm guilty of that.
But it's not about, and I'm sure I would be guilty, and I'm sure that that's how people would recognize the person too. But it just doesn't seem right that Monster Quest would get the top billing in that instance.
Probably a lot more people have heard of Monster Quest and not Jody Cook, and that's why people do that.
And
I guess
that's why I'm saying it's just wrong. That's not the way it should be.
I agree. Jay and Grant were probably doing stuff before they got the TV show, but if you hear Jay and Grant, you talk about Ghost Hunters. I mean,
right. It's say all Jay and Grant from Ghost Hunters. It's Jay and Grant from the Atlantic Paranormal Society.
Right.
That's what it should be.
Yes, I agree.
Okay. I had much more to rant on, but we need to get this guest on here.
All right, so did you want to take a quickie commercial break?
Yes.
All right, we will do that and get the guest on the line. So you've been listening to Miami Town Ghost Talk on the All Souls Paranormal Radio Network. I'll be right back.
Haunted Times Magazine is honored to have been chosen by the IPAA as the number one paranormal magazine in the world, offering its readers a look into the supernatural. Publishing consistently since 2005, Haunted Times Magazine has brought its readers the best information on hauntings, ghosts, UFOs, cryptozoology, the newest technology, and much, much more. Start your subscription today by visiting the Haunted Times Magazine website at www.hauntedtimes.com. Just click on the Subscribe Now banner, fill out the simple information needed, and you'll begin your subscription to Haunted Times with our most recent issue, featuring an in-depth interview with Zach, Nick, and Aaron of television's Ghost Adventures. Mention this advertisement in the comment section of your order form and receive a much sought-after rare back issue of Haunted Times Magazine free with your paid subscription. Visit www.hauntedtimes.com today.
Kicking off the Thursday night lineup is Monster Quest's very own Jody Cook. Tune in at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Thursday night for Ohio Crypto Radio. Your host, Jody Cook, plans to delve into the many mysteries of cryptozoology, talking about Bigfoot, Mothman, and beyond. Come over to www.asprn.com every Thursday night at 8 p.m. for Jody Cook's Ohio Crypto Radio.
Every Sunday night, join Mike
and Mary for Music Over the Years.
Come over to www.asprn.com at 11:30 p.m.
Join in the party.
Take off all your clothes. Para Trinity Radio airs live every Saturday on the All Souls Paranormal Radio Network. Join hosts Mike and Ellie Saturday, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at ASPRN.com. Sponsored by HostYourGhost.com. Para Trinity Radio.
And we're back. I was making sure you weren't going to play a file there, Jeff. But anyway, we are back, and we have our guest on the line, and that is Terry Garofalo from Entities R Us, Ghost Hunter Comic. And how are you doing? Welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you very much. Doing pretty good. How about you?
I'm doing all right.
Cool.
So, on top of the comic or cartooning that you do, you also investigate, right?
Yes, I do.
Are you a part of a ghost hunting group or just kind of independent, bounce around?
I'm part of a group, but I'm kind of a freelancer to some extent. My group doesn't do a lot of investigations, so I tend to, if somebody invites me along, I tend to do it because, it helps the cartoon, so.
So is that where all your motivation or inspiration for your different cartoons come from? While you're investigating, something happens that you think just sounds like that would make a good story in a comic, and you go from there? Or which one came first, I guess, would be a better question.
Yeah, some of it comes from that. Some of it comes from the television show. Some of it just comes from experience in and of itself, and just thinking about things from a ghost perspective. Because I like to do that. And so it kind of comes from all factions. Whatever I'm doing, I guess.
She's going to have a comic on there about you shooting a gun.
That would be funny.
I'm going to be watching for it.
Yeah, right?
Like, that's my brother trying to shoot a ghost with the real gun. So how does this get started? How does one start to start making comic strips, like just in general, not necessarily even the ghost thing, but just what gave you that idea? What inspired you to do that?
Well, back in high school, I was reading a bunch of Peanuts books, and I just felt the need to start drawing a cartoon. So I started with one, which I called Wabbit Hutch, who was based on it with a bunch of rabbits, and they kind of did regular life kind of things, but they were, of course, rabbits. And that got pretty popular, and it was in my school newspaper and in the town paper occasionally, and that one actually almost got syndicated. So I tried off and on with that and kind of let that one go and went from different ones to different ones and wound up with Paranormal. So here we are.
So what's something funny that rabbits would do that's normal life thing, and like do you have like a favorite comic from that era that would make us all laugh, or is it all based on the pictures?
It's kind of like my cartoon now in the sense there's a lot of visual stuff going on, but there are the words are important. I think one of my favorite visual cartoons I did. This is well before your time, because after hearing what your age is, I always remember Skylab crashing back to Earth. It was like a space station they had up, and at one point it was coming back to Earth, and everyone was worried about where it was going to land. And I did a cartoon about it, and I had my character landed right next to him in a big heap of space junk, and that was pretty funny. Translate the way I tell it.
So how did this move on to the whole paranormal thing?
Oh, God. I've done a lot of different cartoons. I did one in the 90s about hockey, and then I put cartoons aside for a while. And I was also doing a version of Wabbit Hutch for a while there, too. I put it all aside for a while. I basically kind of gave up on the idea. And then I, started getting the hankering to do it yet again. And I came up with a cartoon called In Spirit. And it's basically about a guy who moves away from society into a trailer in the woods, except he finds he's not alone, and the trailer is haunted. And what happens is he has a psychic girlfriend who happens to be Erna, who's now in my script. And then he calls in a group of ghost hunters called Entities of Rust. And those guys kind of overran the strip. And the more I thought about it, the more I decided to make them their own thing. So they kind of grew out of that.
So when, where did you first get these published? Where do people go to find these? Is this an internet thing, or is this something that is in newspapers or local newspapers or something like that?
It's a web comic for the most part, and runs off of the Entities of Rust site. It's also in Paranormal Underground magazine and a few other places. And I think now it's going to be on Ghost Village with Jeff Belander's site. So it kind of appears around in different venues.
So when you were doing this, obviously you've been cartooning or doing some sort of art your whole life from what I saw on the website, but did you start the paranormal comic because of what you were doing with paranormal investigating, or did it just kind of come from those other ones that you had done previously?
The other ones, but I've had paranormal experiences since college, and so that's kind of been in the background. I've always had an interest in it, and I didn't really start investigating until I started doing the cartoon. And at that point, I said, well, I got to actually, instead of just experiencing it, I have to go out and check it out. So I started actually becoming an investigator at that point. I was living in a haunted house for 10 years, and so, to me it was like everyday kind of whatever, and I didn't put a lot of stock in it until all of a sudden I started doing the cartoon. I said, I really should look into it a little bit more.
Like what kind of things would happen in this haunted house that you lived in for 10 years?
We had quite a lot of things. When we first moved in, my husband was told to get out. We heard rummaging in the closet at night, and there'd be nobody there, and we'd see like wisps of light in the bedroom at night, and orbs. There'd be just orbs, like a sentinel. It would just be like watching us, and it was a nightly occurrence. You just would sit there, you'd wake up at 4 in the morning, and you'd see like this orange orb looking at you. And be like, all right, whatever. I saw a face once at the end of my bed. It did not look happy. My name was called. We would see gray mist. I had a light fixture ripped down from the ceiling.
Wow.
And that was in the beginning. The nasty stuff was in the beginning when they were trying to figure out what we were and who we were in the house, I guess.
Yeah, it doesn't sound very funny at all. Like, how did that move on to making funny comics out of it?
I think I'm a lot braver than most people. We're stupid.
Well, I guess in order to help you deal with it in the future, you gotta enjoy it.
When it gets bad. I'm the person who's going down the plane and, making all kinds of comments about stuff until I hit,
I've had a couple people in the chat room say they're having troubles hearing you. Could you possibly speak up a little bit?
Yeah, does that help? Yeah. Wait a minute, let me get that closer?
We'll find out. You've sounded fine to me, but apparently it's not going out there quite as loud, so we'll see what they say in a little bit. We're on a slight delay. So...
Right. So in 30 seconds, we'll know exactly how well that worked.
Yes. So I know the first time I met you was recently at the Queen City Paracon. The Queen City Paracon. And you got to investigate Music Hall afterwards, correct?
Yes, I did.
I think we should know this because I think we asked someone, but was that the first investigation of Music Hall to ever be done?
For me, yeah.
Do you know if it was for Music Hall history or
are you? I think they've had investigators go through, I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
It seemed like it was touring us. It was something that he seemed to have done you know, before, so okay. I don't think it's unusual.
Okay, I wasn't real sure. So, how'd that go? Was it active? Did you have much happen?
It was interesting because it didn't seem incredibly active, but I got quite a few EVPs. And then we did the music hall, and we were in the actual theater, and we could see like dark shadows flitting around here and there, and it was funny because it was almost like it was teasing Brad Kling because it was going behind him, in and out. So we had that going on, and you know, in other words, it was sort of quiet, but then there was these weird things that would happen.
Right. You sent some EVPs as well that you picked up from there. Were there any specific stories behind those that you wanted to tell, or any specific ones you wanted me to play, or you want to go through all of them?
Oh, God, there's a whole boatload of them. So.
Yeah, there is quite a few.
I'm trying to think which one would be better. Did you listen to any of them, or?
No, I haven't listened to them, so when we play them on the air, it'll be my first time hearing them as well.
Well, let's start with the ones that were in the basement then, because those were pretty cool.
Okay.
They're the ones at the beginning of the tour.
The tour? Okay.
I have to look because I have to go back to my mail that I sent you.
Yeah. I would say don't say what you think it says in the EVP. Let's let them see what they think they hear.
Good so, thing, yeah.
to for me, just refer to it as what tour 1, 2, 3, 5, 6, and so on. Let's just start with tour 1.
Yeah, just run down the list and we'll talk about it. That's probably the best way to do it.
Okay, so tell us a little background of tour 1, then we'll play it, and then you can kind of explain it more once we hear it.
That was part of the tour that we were doing, and I think we were in the basement at that point. And most of them are pretty much in the basement, and then there's one where I'm in the bathroom at one point. So,
all right.
We might as well just play the first one.
All right, I'm gonna play that one now, I think.
Where are we?
Yeah, I definitely heard something there. Can you play it again?
Okay, here we go.
Where are we?
Yep, I could hear a whisper right after the first person says something.
Yeah, it
okay,
sounds like
the cliche
EVP. I heard it specifically say, but it sounded just like that whisper that you always hear in the horror movies when you hear an EVP. Can you play it more time for me?
Sure.
Where are we?
I hear exactly what you said it should say, but that's probably because I've already read it.
Is there a CH at the end?
Yeah.
One more time. Give me one more time.
Okay.
Where are we? You get it?
Something watch. Like maybe don't watch or I don't know.
Yeah. I think pretty it good. Sounds like no watch. Now watch. Like it's almost like something was remarking on the tour. Now watch.
Yep.
Okay. Try to play it one more time now that we heard that.
Where are we?
I clearly heard watch.
I hear watch.
And now that you said now watch, I hear that too. That could be matrixing, but I clearly heard watch before we... And I haven't seen any of these files or anything, so I'm going in completely blind, but I did completely hear watch there, and it did sound like that cliche EVP sound that you hear in the horror movies and everything. Like I'm pretty impressed with that one.
Yeah, this is tough because it's like we had a lot of investigators around. Everyone's kind of talking and stuff. So to pull this stuff out, you had to really be listening carefully. It'd be easy for someone else to be, you know, you could pull someone else's voice out. But there's a definite difference between that and what other people were saying at the time. So.
Right. All right. So on tour 2, was this in the same place?
Yeah, it's pretty much the same spot.
Okay. So we'll go ahead and play that one.
approximately of a water leak.
That one didn't sound so much like a whisper. I think I heard it was that voice in the background.
It was right after we heard the guy talking, right?
Right after the tour guide's talking.
Yeah. All right, I'll play it again.
And these were all investigators on this tour?
Some of them were investigators. Some of them were just, you know, fans who were coming along. And most people had equipment and stuff.
Okay. It sounds like somebody talking in the background, and I know that any paranormal investigator would know better than to talk like that in the background when someone else is talking. Right. But I can't make out anything that it's saying. Can you try it one more time?
Yep. Yeah, it's right after he says, looks like we have a water leak or something like that.
I hear two syllables, but I can't make out what it's saying. What does it say?
Someone in the chat room thought they heard walk off.
I heard maybe watch out.
What did you think it was, Terry?
Well, what I heard was, come on, Carl. My equipment over here, so.
Right. We'll play that one more time.
You know that? It really could be.
Yeah, I can hear it now that you mentioned it, saying, come on, Carl.
I still think it sounds more like walk off or watch out.
Watch out, pretty much.
All right. So number three, is that same thing, same place?
Pretty much. Yeah, it's pretty much in the same location. It's within the tour that we were doing in the basement. So I don't know exactly where in the basement. I'd have to go back through the whole shenanigans to figure that out.
Right. The basement's huge.
Huge. It's enormous.
Was there anything else?
You should make a game show on Sci-Fi Channel or something. Like, they play an EVP and you have to guess what it says.
That would be a good one.
That would be a great game show.
Uh-huh.
I'm gonna write the query letter to Sci-Fi. Would it be a Sci-Fi show or would it be a...
I don't say anything. We should be able to create this ourselves and make some bucks on it. How about that?
Okay. That sounds good. I do like the game, though. This is a good game.
All right, so... Here is number three, and in the basement. Okay, I missed that one completely.
Is it that voice in the background?
I don't hear it as clear as I do at home, so.
Oh, maybe I did hear it. I'm going to play it again here. Yeah, I could hear it. It's that female voice kind of near the beginning there.
Right.
Like clear, like the only voice that you hear?
No, there's a voice after her.
Okay, I didn't hear it. One more time.
Okay. I think it's the only voice I hear, because I hear what you said you thought it should say. I can hear the last word the clearest.
Yeah, Wilhelm.
Yep.
Okay, can we speak to Wilhelm or something like that?
Right, I'm going to play it one more time.
Okay, so that voice is the... Okay.
Yeah, I could hear it that time. It's like when you say it, I can hear it better than when I just read it.
Well, I was thinking that main voice there was somebody on the tour, and then there was that scuffling afterwards was the EVP, but I see what you're saying now.
So the next one, number five, are these all down the basement?
Yep, they're all in the... Yeah, they're actually, all of these were in the basement. I didn't get anything above.
Okay.
We've been in the basement. The basement is a really, really creepy place.
Remember
the music hall?
I remember the basement. It was a creepy place.
Like, are there supposedly any ghost stories down there? Like when the guy who runs the place was taking us on the tour down there, he didn't tell us that he knew of any ghost stories down there, but he just took us down there because it was an incredibly creepy place, and he was right.
Actually, he did tell the story. There's an electrician who went down to do some work, and every day, and he was several days into doing the work, and each day there appeared a girl who would slot and watch him, a little like in rags. So that, you know, there was a story about something going on down there.
Hmm.
At least that's what he said to us.
That's a good story. I wish I'd have known that story before I wrote that first book, where I mentioned the creepy basement without anything that goes on down there.
Right.
So for this next one, number 5, do you have any, like, is this an answer to a question or anything like that, or was it just random in the middle of him giving the tour?
This is sort of a name that just comes out, or they're referring to a female. Because, you know, when you play it, you'll know what I'm talking about.
All right, we'll go ahead and play it.
Hear it?
I heard it. Could you hear it, Jeff?
I didn't know what was real people talking and what wasn't. Go ahead, play it one more time.
It sounds like a crowd talking for a little while, then there's a strange female voice there and maybe a little crowd mumble afterwards as well.
Okay.
Pretty loud for an EVP, you know?
Is it the thing that says shut up?
I think it says Sheila.
I think it says shut up.
Maybe you're right. You're probably right.
Well, let's hear it again and see what the chat room thinks.
Okay, it sounds a lot more like Sheila now.
Well, I heard shut up that time.
maybe our game show isn't the best idea.
We were all thinking shut up because we wanted everyone to shut up. but Sheila could be either a woman's name or it's referring to a female, which would be called Sheila, like they do in Australia, so I'm not sure what it was referring to or who it was referring to. There was no Sheilas on the tour as far as I know.
And no ghost stories about anything, anyone named Sheila or anything like that?
No, we weren't told anything about anyone named Sheila.
We were
told, it was interesting because they told, talking about how there was German people here, supposedly. And when you get the Wilhelm thing, you kind of think, well, okay, German. But the next EVP, which is really going to be really hard to hear, but it completely kind of, we were expecting German, we got something different.
Is this number 6?
Number 6 and number 7 kind of relate together.
Okay. So
once you figure it out. You figure it out.
Okay, here's number 6 then.
You speak German.
I don't know if you can hear it.
No, I don't think I did.
You're going to get this one. What I got, I'm going to explain what I got, because this is interesting, because I thought I heard some sort of something afterwards, and I had to enhance this one. And it basically said, because we said, we talked about German, and it said, Italia, I miss you. So it was someone who was Italian, apparently. You jump to number 7, when someone says Gesundheit, you get an answer for that, but it's the Italian word for Gesundheit.
Okay, I'm going to play number 6 one more time, see if we can hear it this time.
You speak German.
Okay, I think I heard it that time, right when the volume goes up there.
I'd have to turn my phone up, and I don't want to wake up my husband. He'll be mad.
Yeah, I think I heard it that time. Did you hear it, Jeff?
I thought I heard something before the volume went up. It was like after the Frecken Sie Deutsch, or I don't speak German. I don't know if I pronounced that right, and I probably sounded ridiculous. But after that, I heard something there, but I have no idea what it said. But of course, I don't speak Italian. If it was in Italian,
yeah, it basically said Italia, like I miss you. It said it in English, but instead of using Italy, it said Italia.
All right, yeah, that one's real hard to hear. Let's go on and do number 7, and this is another one, Italian.
Right after she said Gesundheit.
I did hear something after that. Play it one more time.
All right.
Gesundheit.
I can't make it out at all, but I hear it.
Yeah, I hear something. I can't make it out.
Yeah, it's salute, which means Gesundheit in Italian. Or bless you.
Okay. What's next here? Is the second number 7?
Yeah, I mislabeled it.
Is that
7? This one's actually upstairs in the bathroom. There was a guy who supposedly haunted the bathroom who turned the water on. So, okay. This one's, I got an answer to a question that I asked.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Do you find us comical coming in here to talk to you like this?
I'm going to play it again.
Do you find us comical coming in here to talk to you like this?
Yeah, that's real faint in the background, but I can hear it because I know what I'm listening for. Did you hear anything, Jeff?
I didn't hear anything at all. I heard, like, maybe a male voice in the background. Is that what we're talking about?
Yep.
Okay, play it one more time.
Do you find us comical coming in here to talk to you like this?
It's that light male voice after she asks the question.
Yeah, I definitely couldn't make it out.
Sounds like, I suppose.
Play one.
Alright, I'll play it again here.
Do you find us comical coming in here to talk to you like this?
Well, hearing it first, I can make out, I suppose. I suppose I can make out, I suppose.
All right. And the next one, Tour 11, Hole. What's hole mean?
Because there's this little secret hole down in the basement that was really creepy that I actually had a premonition about. I had a dream that I was investigating a basement and there was this hole. It was just like this. So it kind of wigged me out. So I stuck my head in there. They wouldn't let me crawl in, which was unfortunate. And I asked for some response and I actually got some. So I don't know if my little premonition was leading me to go get some EVPs or not, but I managed to catch a couple that were unusual anyway.
Uh-huh. All right.
What meaner, what the story is behind them, but it was interesting.
All right. We'll play the first one here. All right, that was quick.
Yeah, it's a quick one.
I wasn't ready for it.
All right. All right, here it goes. Is that voice that we hear the only voice, the EVP,
yeah,
or is there someone else there talking?
It's the only voice that you hear. It's the one I pulled out.
Okay.
What's interesting is we didn't have a lot of investigators around us, so we didn't have like all the extraneous noise that we had before. Because they were all meandering away and they were worried they were going to lose me. They actually had to come back and get me.
I think I heard what you thought it said when I really listened close that last time, but I'm not sure.
I clearly hear a voice. I can't make it out yet. Try one more time.
Okay.
Do 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 do.
Pretty much.
Got the right number of syllables there?
Pretty close.
Okay, what does it say?
Now, this is a speculation because I'm really not sure exactly what it says, but it sounds like Mr. Corbu. Something Mr. Corbu. I'm not sure what Mr. Corbu would be or whether I'm just misinterpreting the name. It sounds like a name to me.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I hear the Mr. and the K sound, but I'm not sure about the rest of it.
All right, okay, I'll play one more time.
Yep.
Yeah, no, it clearly sounds like Mr. Corbu.
Like, who the hell is Mr. Corbu? That's what I want to know.
We should research these. Like, find Mr. Corbu.
It would be interesting to find out.
It'd be really weird if there was such a person.
Probably. In
that old graveyard that was there, or...
Yeah, it could be. Who knows? Maybe it's the caretaker for the graveyard. Or the one who dug everybody up. In which case, he's probably running scared because they're all after him at this point.
All right,
imagine crossing to the other side and they're coming after you.
So the next one.
Like another comic there.
There's a comic, definitely.
The ghost hunters after they've passed on. Uh-oh. Now who's the hunted?
That's funny. Yeah, that would be an interesting one. Maybe, Jay and Grant, I should have what happens to them after they cross over. I did that with Hans Holzer, actually. That was an interesting cartoon. I actually had Hans Holzer come back and talk through the Ouija board to my characters. And then I had him come back to investigate the living, which I thought was cool. Without trying to get living EVPs.
Do we have any more?
Yeah, the next one you got in the hole as well was this. Did this go along with something you were talking about, or was this just a random word?
Seems like it's random, and I don't know if it's an answer to something that somebody had said, or just residual stuff. I have no idea.
All right, so here it goes.
I think they're waiting for us.
It was the male voice.
Yep.
Did you hear it, Jeff?
Yeah.
It
sounded like cheese to me.
It did kind of sound like cheese.
All right. It's almost like a response to what I said. I said, I think they're waiting for us because they were waiting for us. And they kind of answered, like, said, see.
They have their cameras ready and they want you to say cheese when they're.
All right, I'll play it again here.
I think they're waiting for us.
This could be the Italian one again. He might have been following us around.
I definitely heard cheese, but I also heard C.
C? Okay. Play it one more time, like the Italian yes, right?
I thought that was Spanish. Is C yes in Italian?
Yeah, C's, it's also Italian.
Oh, I didn't know it. Okay.
So French too.
It tastes merry into an Italian family. Very helpful.
All right, here it goes one more time.
I think they're waiting for us.
Yep.
I think there was, now that I listened to it that time, it sounded more like I see.
Yeah, it could be I see, yeah.
Which I guess includes the word see, so maybe I'm just anglifying the Italian or the foreign language or whatever.
All right.
Or I like this game.
Let's skip ahead to the ones in the theater real quick. We're kind of running low on time here. And number 8, really. really struck my interest there. What's the story behind this one?
Which one?
Theater number 8.
Oh, theater number 8. Let me make it to that. I gotta move to that other email I sent you.
Yep.
Where is it? Number 8. Oh, yeah. Play number 8.
All right. Well, let's hear the story afterwards. We'll let people see what they hear here. Okay. That was a real quiet whisper. I'm going to play it again.
Play it louder.
I just hear a... Like, the ghost sees all the equipment and it's like, wow, this is neat.
I'm going to try it one more time here.
Gotta listen deeper than this one. It's really quiet.
Yeah, I hear wow. I'm not sure I hear...
You
hear
wow? It's interesting because when I have it up loud on mine, can I say this word? Because if you hear it like
yeah,
with headphones and everything, it sounds like asshole.
I can't hear it. I don't know if maybe it's just the way I'm playing it is too quiet or what.
Now you gotta play it again though.
I will. I'm waiting for it to come up here. Okay, here we go.
I didn't hear it.
I might be able to hear the whole, but I think that might be the end where we're hearing the wow.
You're hearing the end of it.
Yeah. All right. Is there any others here in the theater that were really, like, that really struck you as kind of amazing? Like, really good?
Theater 11, because Carl Johnson sang Dixieland, and I got this interesting, play it, and I'm going to see if people hear what I heard.
All right, here we go. All right, I'm going to play it one more time. You kind of have to turn that one up, but I did hear it.
I'm completely lost. What's going on with Dixieland?
Well, he sang Dixieland, and then after that, I heard the CBT.
Yeah, so you don't actually hear the Dixieland in this. You hear the EVP after he sang it.
Okay, right. Play it one more time for me.
All right.
Okay, one more time.
Hard to hear. These are really hard.
Well, I definitely hear something there. It sounds like a sentence like do 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 do.
It's interesting because it sounded like I could hear the word spook, or spook, spook, or something like that.
Play it one more time.
Someone in the chat room thought it said you got your shoes. All right, here we go.
Hard to hear.
Yeah, I can't make out. What do you think it said?
I thought it said spook spook, but that's kind of like, I was kind of questioning that. I wasn't sure exactly what it was hearing or not, but there was something that was said. And I don't know if that was a racial comment or a comment of the fact that they're ghosts or what the story was.
I could definitely hear it.
So, 22 is fairly clear.
Okay.
You know, you listen on that one. This is after the Kling brothers were on stage doing some major provoking, and whatever was around me did not like what they were doing, so.
All right. Here we go.
Hopefully we'll hear this one.
Hello?
Is that?
It's real quiet, but I heard it because I knew what to listen for there.
Play it one more time. I hear really spooky sounds, but I don't hear any syllables or voices. What's it supposed to say?
It's right in the middle.
It sounds like that Friday the 13th, like echoing footstep type sound, like or whatever. But it's just a spooky sound. I don't hear the voice yet.
It's like hate. You know, I don't think they were too happy with them. Because the next one I got kind of spit out. In fact, the next one I left the Queen Brothers on there provoking. And at the very end of it, it's so faint. I don't know if you're going to be able to pick it up. I'll tell you what they said afterwards. Because they weren't happy about him, I don't think.
Did you want to hear this one again, Jeff?
Yeah, one more time.
We think it says hate, or she thought it said hate in the middle there.
It's too quiet, I don't hear it.
It's a very faint type of noise. Alright, and we'll do the next one, and now we'll make that the last one, and then close up. So here's the last one. Where was that one?
It was after they finished provoking. And I don't know if you're going to hear it because it's really quiet. It says, make him go.
Okay, I'm going to skip a lot of the provoking, go to the end here and see if we can hear it.
Right after he finishes.
I don't know. I think I might have heard some whispers, but I couldn't make it out.
Yeah, I hear really creepy whispers in the background, but...
Yeah, there's other whispers beyond it. I couldn't figure that out, but there was, like, make him grow, and then there was a bunch of other stuff going on.
Do you want to hear it again, or...?
What it was like to investigate with the Kling Brothers.
Yeah, they sounded like they were really getting into it there.
Yeah, I think they were doing it for our benefit. It was pretty funny. Alright.
Oops, sorry.
That scared me to death.
Wrong website. So, before we go here, did you want to kind of take over the mic for a moment and give a plug and for all your stuff and where to find your book and where to find you, how people can contact you?
Sure, you can get everything you need on entitiesarus.com. That's entitiesarus.com. And you can find my book there. I mean, if you can't remember the website, just Google Ghost Hunter Comic, you'll find me. Shows up. Or Google Atomic Wedgie. That shows up, too. But the book's out, and it's a lot of fun. Talks about how the cartoons were made and where they came from and my first paranormal experience and little comments with all the comics, because these are some of the beginning ones. There's color ones and the black and white. So
it's where can
a
I
good
get
read. My editor was in stitches reading it, and so is everyone else who has read it so far. So
where can they get your book?
They can get it. They can find it on Amazon, or you can pick it off my website. So
okay. What would make you more money?
Off your website? They got it off, went to the Create Space one.
Okay.
But if they want to hunt the jungle, that's fine.
Did you have anything else you wanted to throw out there? Okay.
We got paranormal evidence on my page and stuff, so there's a lot of interesting stuff on there on top of the comics and things, too. So, if you want to find me in visual on 30-odd minutes, I was on tonight. It was on at 8, and the rerun of that will be available, I'm sure, tomorrow, I imagine.
And that's over at the Paranormal TV Network?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right. Well, thank you very much for taking the time to talk to us. And
well, thanks for having me on.
On the show.
If you want anything promo, just email me and I'll pop it up. So.
All right. Sounds good. I think we're going to go to a commercial here. And we'll be back shortly.
Tune in to Miami Town Ghost Talk every Tuesday at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at www.asprn.com, the All Souls Paranormal Radio Network. Hosts Mike and Jeff, authors of Haunted Cincinnati and Southwest Ohio, plan to delve into the subject of ghosts, UFOs, and cryptoids, talking to investigators, authors, and so much more. Tune in every Tuesday night at 10 p.m. for Miami Town Ghost Talk.
Christopher Moon's Haunted Times Magazine, voted the best paranormal magazine in the world by the International Paranormal Acknowledgement Awards, now comes to you live every Wednesday night from 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on All Souls Paranormal Radio Network. Join Christopher Moon, Dina Everling, and Paulette Huff as each week they welcome guests from all avenues of the paranormal and metaphysical realm, bringing you the best of the best, doing their part to help you think farther than you could ever imagine. Haunted Times Magazine Radio, Wednesday nights from 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on All Souls Paranormal Radio Network.
Are you hearing bumps in the night? We'll help you find the answers you desperately need. Get your paranormal radio fix for the week. Tune in to Para Investigators Radio with Kurt and Bill. Every Monday night at 9 p.m. Eastern. That's each and every Monday night at 9 Eastern in Studio A. Only on the All Souls Paranormal Radio Network.
The All Souls Paranormal Radio Network brings you some of the hottest paranormal radio on the net. Check out www.asprn.com to listen to archives, read about upcoming events, check the schedule, or to listen live every night for great paranormal radio. ASPRN offers you some great radio starting Sunday with Dead Speak Radio and The Man Who Talks to Angels. On Monday, Para Investigators Radio and The Chat People Radio. Tuesday, Maps Radio and Miami Town Ghost Talk Radio. Wednesday, Haunted Times Magazine Radio, Embrace the Dark, Paranormal Outreach Radio, and Residual Hauntings Live. On Thursdays, Ohio Crypto Radio, EVP Spirit Talk Radio, and Paranormal Encounters Radio. And on Fridays, Behind the Veil, and Saturdays, Paratrinity Radio. So be sure to tune in to www.asprn.com and click Listen Live.
And we're back. That was Terry Garofalo with Entities Are Us. Very interesting conversation, some good EVPs, and go check out her book. It's available at entities-r-us.com. and on Amazon.com.
And she was talking during the break, and it just kind of brought up something to my mind. You know how people say that animals can see ghosts more easily and things like that?
Mm-hmm.
And she said something along the lines, I don't know if she was joking or not, but when she's playing her EVPs or whatever, and she knows it's a good EVP if the parrot repeats it. Do you think parrots can actually hear ghosts? Like, has there ever been an instance when a parrot just says something that the owner's never actually said or something like that?
I guess it's fully possible.
But have you ever heard stories like that? That sounds like a plot line from a really scary story. Like they're investigating a house with a parrot or something, and then the parrot says something that's completely not what the owner is telling it. Like the owner of the house is there with the parrot, and they're scared. Then the parrot says, "You're gonna die," or something like that. It sounds like something out of a horror movie, and I wonder if parrots can hear how they say animals can hear or can see ghosts more easily than we can. And I wonder if there's ever been a case where a parrot has just repeated a ghost.
I think parrots could hear ghosts. I don't see why not.
I like the idea.
Apparently dogs and cats can see ghosts a lot better than us, according to TV shows and what I've heard. So I don't see why parrots couldn't see or hear them.
And then in the horror movie that somebody out there is going to write, the parrot needs to repeat the EVP in the same creepy whisper, like, "You're going to die." Or something like that. That's good.
It would be.
Paranormal Activity too. There's a parrot in the house.
All right. Yeah, so next week, like I said, we have Herb Street, talking about the Herb Street Method. I don't know if that's his name or street he lives on or what. I'm not sure what that is, but he's going to be talking about the Herb Street Method.
Herb Street.
What?
You just said we're talking to Herb Street about the Herb Street Method.
Yes.
So you're not sure if we're talking to a road or a person?
I'm not sure if that's actually his name or not. I think it is. And now I just sound stupid, so I'm going to shut up. So, next week we'll be talking about the Herb Street Method. There. That's better.
Okay.
And otherwise, thank you everyone for listening tonight.
And I feel kind of bad that we didn't focus more on the comics, but I had a lot of fun with the EVP game. That's what I learned today. Yes. I learned today that the EVP game is really, really fun. And one day when we don't have a guest, we should just get a big conglomeration of EVPs and we should play the EVP game all night long. We can go till 6 o'clock in the morning playing the EVP game. I'm in.
So who's gonna be sitting there playing them, reading what it says, and who's gonna be guessing what it says? As the game's not quite as much fun for the one reading what they say, playing them.
Okay.
So we'd have to alternate.
The one who's bored, because I had a lot of fun being the one who guessed.
I had fun, don't get me wrong. I had a lot of fun. But as a game, you can't read what it says. You need someone else playing them who knows what it says.
We need a moderator or something as a third person. Exactly. Who plays and reads them, and then we have a contest.
Exactly. All right, so we'll pull that show together.
It's 11:11. Make a wish.
Okay. And I think we're done here. Do you have anything else?
Go to Peristats. Sign your group up at Peristats. We want this resource out there for those paranormal groups out there. If we have this resource, anybody can go there. They can see what generally works, and Peristats is the way to do that. And beyond that, we can start getting a list of those paranormal groups out there. Like, we need a big phone book that just has all the paranormal groups in the country in it. And I think Peristats can help with that as well.
Sounds good. So thank you everyone for listening, and we'll be back here next week at the same time, same channel. And my mouse is stuck.
I was just about to lead us out. It would have been perfect.
I couldn't have played the outro because my mouse won't freaking move. Okay, now try it.
You've been listening to Miami Town Ghost Talk on the All Souls Paranormal Radio Network.
You've been listening to Miami Town Ghost Talk on the All Souls Paranormal Radio Network. Tune in next week for the best radio show that you have ever heard. Of.
Ha 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 ha